coming to realize that there's another level of life than what you've been living already. Many of you listening to this are probably coming to this state. There is something else. And this something else isn't an incremental change. It's a jump. And the jump takes you out of what we'll call the category of most people. So just to make it simple and generalize, let's say there are two sorts of people on the planet. Very generalizing. There are people that are more invested in safety, security, and predictability, in survival. And there are people, many people now, who are finding that they're more sensitive than the people around. Many of the children being born now are different sorts of beings. We could say that they're at a different stage of evolution or they've come from somewhere else, but the fact is they're more sensitive. Now, when we're born in that state, being very sensitive, we have two ways of being with that. Again, generalizing. To stay very sensitive, very quiet and out of the way as much as possible. Or to go to the other side and be extrovert and out and noisy and become invulnerable that way. So the people that decide to be quiet and invisible can't keep that up all their lives if they're of this certain type of person. What it means is that the energy is going to start to arise inside. And when it does, it's going to demand a different way of being. I mean, demand. You can't just carry on living the old way. And when this energy arises, it becomes quite clear that you can't live the same way as the asleep people are living. And if you go into a new way, there's going to be a gap. The sleepy people are not going to appreciate you waking up. And so there's a sort of gap. Now, the other sort of person, when they're young, decides to be out there. They go over the top of their sensitivity. They're right out there. They get things done. They become out and disconnected from their sensitivity. And at a certain point, that needs to shift as well. But when they shift, they feel even more vulnerable because they've had a shield up, armor in front of them, of being out there and doing things and ordering things around them. And when they see that that is no longer appropriate, and they start to disconnect from their defenses, they start to feel their vulnerability even stronger. And so the temptation is to try and hold on to the old as long as possible. Staying weak and vulnerable doesn't work. Staying strong and out there doesn't work. It has to be a combination. And the combination, the basis for the combination, is vulnerability. It is feminine. It's open. It's vulnerable. It's available. It's not knowing. It's being with the situation and themselves in each moment, not knowing, disconnecting from the past, not looking to change the future, not knowing the future, just being with what is. Now, if you've been the quiet, sensitive sort, and suddenly this energy starts to arise in you, you're going to see that it's not possible to live a conventional life. Because conventional life is all based on contraction. Safety, security, and predictability means I have to know where I'm going. I have to know what's going to happen. I have to conform in order to be accepted, in order to get my pension. And in theory, live happily ever after. Nobody seems to notice that that doesn't work. It doesn't happen. People are not happy in the moment or in their old age. Very rare. And so then comes up a decision time. am I going to go on being a little squeaky mouse and squeak through life, or am I going to honor this energy that's arising? And usually you don't have a choice. It just seems as though you do for a while, but you don't. That energy is going to arise. It's going to make you seem different, and you're not going to have connections in the old way. And the new way, there aren't so many people. But we're finding each other. With the other side that's been out there, demanding, controlling, being vulnerable is even more scary. Life's falling apart. And what's happening is the behavior, the constructed part of life, starts to fall away, and again, back to the vulnerability. The difficulty with the person that's been out there is it seems as though their life is working because they make it work. But what they don't realize is they're out of touch. It seems as though everything's working, they're making it work, but the deeper connections with anybody, but especially with the whole, has been overridden. So with both, the vulnerable and the assertive needs to come back to the middle way. The place where you're here, you're now, you're available, you don't know, and behind that is a tremendous strength. We could even call it a power, but it's not a power that you use, it's a power that you allow to use you. And what we need to keep coming back to see the balance of that, is not knowing. Nobody knows because there's nothing to know. There is no path. We create creation each moment of time. Each moment we are creating, and there is no predictability in that. There's no way of knowing. And to start with, for people that have been brought up in the old way, that's scary. But eventually you see, it's the only way. It's the only way where exists the peace that passes understanding, the fulfillment of being complete and whole, just as you are, even if you don't feel complete and whole, but just as you are in each moment.